In a world of rulers, grids, and pixels, where creativity knows no bounds, we champion the rebels, the dreamers, and the innovators, the ones who didn't wait for permission but forged their own path in design. I'm Joanna, your fellow self-taught designer and founder of Savvy Chic Design, and this is the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. Dive with us into the story of audacity, grit, and imagination from designers who made it on their own terms. So grab your tools, ignite that spark, and let's dive into the world where every line, curve, and pixel tells a story.
Hey there, beautiful listeners. Welcome back to another episode. If you've ever found yourself constantly on the go, but feeling like you're just spinning your wheels, today's episode is for you. We're going to dive in deep into time management tips for an insanely productive business. So let's dive in. All right. So we've actually, I bet, just came back from the Thanksgiving coma. Right, last week. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving for those of you all here in the US. And we are going to be talking about time management because it's the holiday season. Things are coming in. There's going to be a lot of things that will be happening. And this is also in preparation for your 2024 because we need to start managing our time so effectively. So time management isn't really about doing more. It's about managing better. But how do you go from being busy to being truly productive? Because anyone can actually just say, I am busy, right? So let's start the day right with this episode. So number one is that we want to begin each day the night before. And I'm so guilty with this one, but I'm trying to do my best, kind of just reviewing what needs to be done for the next day. So before we head to bed, you can actually just jot it down. It doesn't have to be like a formal list, right? Just a to-do list, a priority. You prep your workspace, maybe even set out tomorrow's outfit. So what I normally do, I do have a home office and I do have an office downtown here in Georgetown. The reason for that, I actually got that office space that I'm currently sharing right now as well. So there's two businesses there. I just needed a space to really have more like a time out, right? I can dress up. I can like wear my heels. I can have Zoom meeting there. I can have coffee. I just feel like I'm a business owner. And if I kind of do the math, if I go to Starbucks or go somewhere else, like a co-working space, I think it's a bit more expensive. So I end up having that office as well. So with that, I believe that we can sleep better knowing that the next morning we won't waste precious minutes for like recalling the task, right? It's all about those tiny habits paving the path to massive success. And the thing about now is that there's a lot of tools right now, calendars, tools or online digital planner that you can actually use to remind you of the tasks that you have. So if you just get that routinely the night before, it would really help you a lot. Now, another thing is planning ahead. Now, I think the best thing for me is that, like, you know, planning ahead, like every, because like here, right? Have you ever tried cooking for something or baking for something and then you realize like, I don't have sugar or I don't have this, I don't have that because you were not able to plan. And I got to be honest with you all, like this is more of my husband. He's such a planner. Like he always calls himself like sous chef. He really makes me feel so good. What he does is that, okay, we're going to cook something and then he's going to prepare everything like the sugar, the eggs, and then I'm going to come in and just do everything. Right. So if, and I'm trying to do that one more because before, you know, as I don't know if it's just culturally, like just me, like before in the Philippines, right? We just whip whatever it is without following recipe. We're not just a recipe person. And then now I really find the value of it. It tastes much better. I'm more prepared and I know that it will be a good result after that. So now I'm starting to really be mindful of planning ahead at times when it comes to things. Like, for example, I'm planning this podcast or doing an interview. Everything is more intentional. Now, I have a personality. I'm a maverick. If you do the money archetype or any archetype of some sort, I am more of a maverick, like the rule breaker, right? Sometimes I don't want to be restricted with some things, but then I owe it to myself to also be prepared, whether it's a new project, an interview, or maybe a plan, a funnel that I want to do. it always says that preparation is the key, right? Now, next is going to be like, have you ever, the first time I've actually heard this concept, it was from Jody. She was a mentor of mine with the concept of Architect of Joy. She mentioned about the book called Eat That Frog. I don't know if you have read that book or even heard of this one. So there was a saying that from Mark Twain said that if you have to eat a frog, do it first thing in the morning. Or if you have to, eat the biggest one first. In business terms, right? Tackle that big, daunting task as soon as your day starts. That way, that rest feels the breeze. And normally, what we do is what I do at times, is that I push the most toxic, stressful thing first, and I do the easier one. That once I'm done in the easier one, I feel like, oh, I don't want to deal with this again. I don't want to deal with this problem. Yeah, then it get pushed and pushed and pushed. But then this is a good reminder for us that we need to eat that frog first in the morning, right? Or identify which is the much more bigger task that we need to prioritize. So eat that frog, right? And use the timer. Now, I've started having a watch, digital. It's not an Apple Watch. It monitors my BP, my heart, my walk. It's like a Fitbit, basically, but it's a different brand. And what I'm saying is that you can actually also set timers. A lot of people do this, like set timer 60 minutes, 30 minutes, and then go full steam, right? Or maybe kind of just like call it your hustle mode during that time period and focus. And I always notice that my productive time is towards the afternoon when I feel like I need to go now. So I kind of just said, okay, these are things that of my priority and making sure that I can do that one. So those are like the things, right? Maybe you can use a timer or a different way of doing so that you can be more focused and be productive with your time. Now, of course, one thing is that you leave some space, right? You don't want to be jam-packed every minute. Like, allow some leeway as well. That's why in my calendar, I don't allow them to book within 24 hours. And there ought to be a gap of 30 minutes per meeting. The only time that it can be back-to-back meeting if I manually input a meeting for that certain time and date. And that is a thing because I need to breathe. And I also started not to do any calls prior to 9 o'clock. I need... because I do have outsourced team, so from a different time zone before I accommodate. But now I realize that, you know, that concept, don't kill the golden goose. I can't kill myself just to accommodate. If they can work within this time, I start at 9 o'clock. That's when I start my meeting, client meeting or anything. It's only subject to really further discussion if I am going to take any call outside 6 o'clock p.m. or before 8, 9 a.m. in the morning, especially that I do have clients worldwide. So of course we want to accommodate, but it rarely now happens. So I kind of just more aware and kind of build a boundary in some sense. Now, know your personality. It is actually time to embrace your quirks, right? Identify when, where, and how you work best. I wake up early, like is early 6 or 7. And then I also sleep late, right? So those are some things. But then there are really times that my brain works so in the evening. So I kind of just work some, knowing me, how I work and how I thrive. Like I do like a quiet time, but I also like a noisy, like music, right? It zones me out, like those noise kind of just, zone me out, and I don't want maybe too much quiet. It really just depends, right? So know your personality on where you thrive best and use that knowledge to your advantage, because it's very important. Now, when it comes to time management, I always say I avoid excessive multitasking. And right now, if you're listening to this and you're doing some work, can you just tell me or maybe say out loud how many tabs you currently have right now open? And how many things you're kind of tinkering about? I bet there might be a lot. And especially as females or women, we love multitasking at times, right? And it does sacrifice our productivity. And sometimes it leaves us half-baked instead. half-baked with what we're doing. But we can then batch your task, like write all those emails in one go, plan out your social media content, right? Like when I do my social media, I really sit down. I usually do 2 to 3 months because I just know the pattern of what I want to put out. And then after that, in between, I can just post something on random if I have something on random during that time. Now, your work will not only be more consistent, but clearer as well. So try to not be too like multitasking, because I think that's one thing we're so guilty. I'm so guilty with that. Now, don't respond to messages reactively. Now, this is something that I myself is really trying to practice. I'm a reactive person. Anything that says like I feel I need to react right away, I need to do that one, because that is just who I am. I work fast. Like I work fast. Once I'm in a zone, I can finish it. I can build it. I can address it. I can, once I'm in that, and then I get so stressed out. And like I mentioned, it's one thing of the thing that I am trying to be disciplined more, and which of course I'm also going to share with you all, because I bet I'm not the only one who's like reactive in some things, right? Message, emails, concerns, or any other issues that is happening. So I think we all need to be a little bit not too reactive on some things. Now, I think setting a realistic deadlines. Here's one thing that I really love, because we created an SOP within our process, within our system, right? To make sure to identify based on turnover. So we study all of the things. I study my pricing. I study our hours. I study our data, because it gives me a little bit more best decision on deciding on some things in the business. Now, like set realistic deadlines. I know when people say, oh, I want a front end 5-page website. I don't have content yet. I need to talk to this. I need to do this. I need to do photo shoot. I always tell them our timeline, we can do a website from 4 weeks to 4 weeks to 6 weeks. Ideally, that's it. But then on reality, based on our experience, whether clients are prepared and not prepared, it takes them like 2 months to 3 months. Trust me. Yep, especially those who are really intricate with the type of clientele that we have, right? Depending on who your clientele, I bet you can just do it in 4 weeks. Because we do have a process. We do onboarding, we do kickoff, we do research and development, we do wireframing, we do design mockup, we do approval of each of those pages, and then we do build out, and then we do review, and then we launch. So there's process in the way, because I don't want any long back and forth approval when the website is built. It should be prior to the website is built. Every comment, everything needs to be done, because once developers are building the website, it should be final and done. The only thing is that testing responsiveness, making sure functionality works, it looks good, and everything of this are connected. So that's one thing. So set realistic deadlines for your business, because I think that's where we kind of shoot our foot at times, like, oh yeah, I can do this. But then in reality, it's not. And here's also one thing. When you are starting, I'd love you to really be mindful of the hours that you spend on a certain project. I use Clockify for our hourly monitoring. I would say that if you can do any free, maybe toggle or whatever it is, try to be self-conscious and time yourself. It's not for your purpose. So if you actually do packages, here's the thing, right? You need to know how much time it takes to do a branding, do a logo, and do a web page, whether it's one page, whatever pages that is. Because once you have that data of time, you can right away automatically give your pricing. That's going to be another episode that I'm going to share with you all. Because right now, when people actually, I have a standard of, for example, 6 pages, $3,500, additional of 1 pages, that's going to be either $450 plus on top of that. And then if it's more, I can deduct some prices. I can give special offer. If there's one thing that I'm proud of with my pricing is that I can actually really do some tweaks when clients need, can you remove this? Can you remove this? Can you remove this? And I understand that, hey, this can be deducted because the cost of time, the cost of work, okay, this is this, you know, all of these things are studied from the very beginning. And I want you all to practice that, even if you're just on your own, because I want you to have that confidence in billing and pricing your work as a self-taught designer, right? So there you have it, folks. These are tips that I could share that I myself are doing. Do I want to say that, Joanna, I'm a perfect time management? No, I'm not. Thank God for all the people that actually help me manage everything, because I can be the most... I'm just going to laugh at myself sometimes. Like, oh my gosh, you know, especially that we are so creative, we get into the shiny objects from time to time. But this is something that is really useful. I know, especially that this is already towards the end of this year, and we want to prepare for the new year with a little bit more zen-like in terms of our time management. So thanks for joining me today. So remember, it's not about working harder, but it's about working smarter. So catch you in the next episode. Have a wonderful day. And there we have it, another episode diving deep into the world of self-taught designer. We truly hope these stories and insight continue to inspire and fuel your creative journey. Remember, every professional was once an amateur and every expert began as a beginner. A big thanks to our guests, sponsors, and especially you, our listener. Your support makes every episode a new adventure. If you find value in today's discussion, consider sharing this podcast with a friend, subscribe, or leave us a review. Your feedback that only help us grow, but also reach out more self-taught designers out there. So stay curious, keep pushing those boundaries, and always trust in your unique design journey. I'm Joanna, and this has been the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. See you next time.